Welcome to the Spirit of Bible Study from the East End Church of Christ. We want to invite you to our services. We have Bible study on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, have classes for all ages, worship at 10 o'clock, and then again Sunday evening at 6. Our midweek Bible studies at 7 on Wednesdays, and you would be our honored guest. Again, we have Bible classes for all age groups. I want to make you aware of our internet presence, pioneerpreachers.com. There you can hear the gospel preached by audio 24 hours a day, pioneerpreachers.com. Also, if you'd like to hear specific Bible lessons, you can look at wsoj.net and type in a keyword, a certain subject, and find a lesson and listen to it that way. Also, here locally in the McMinnville-Warren County area, 102.5 on the FM dial, you can hear the gospel preached there all the way around the clock. We have a Bible column in the local paper, the Southern Standard, every Sunday, so be sure you look for that. And then one other item, the Bible Call program, where you use your touch-tone phone, 473-2255. There you can key in a certain number corresponding to a lesson. You can find the listing of all of those lessons in the yellow pages of your phone book. Just look under Churches, and you'll find two pages full of Bible topic subjects with a number beside each one. Just key in the number, and you can listen to about a 4, 5, 6 minute lesson on that Bible topic. My name is Garland Robinson. What is the most valuable thing in all the world? Well, people could name all kinds of things, perhaps they think to be the most valuable, but really the bottom line, when all is said and done, is a person's soul. When we live in a materialistic age, a world of people that think about the here and the now, great emphasis is placed on the tangible, the visible, that which is sensual, the material. Only those things which we can experience by the means of our five senses, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, that's what people think about. But yet, that's not what life is all about. Is man only a being of flesh who's made up a few dollars worth of chemicals? Is man an accident of evolution? Did man come from monkeys? Do we only spend our life here upon this earth in a few years of fleeting existence and then vanish away? Good people, there's more to life than that. There's more to reality than that. In the inspired book of God, that of course is the Holy Bible, it tells us that man has a soul. It tells us that man really is a trinity, a being composed not only of flesh, but also of soul and spirit. Paul talks about this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 23 when he said, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Friend, that which we see, that's our body. That is what decays and returns to the dust. We read in Genesis 35:18 that Rachel's soul departed from her body when she died. James confirms the same thing in James chapter 2 in verse 26 when he says, "The body without the spirit is dead." The spiritual nature of man continues to live. It goes on. And in Ecclesiastes 12 in verse 7 we read, "The dust returneth to the earth as it was, and the Spirit returneth unto God who gave it." And we read the same thing in the New Testament. Since man has a spiritual nature, a soul that does not die and lives on even when this body dies and this world is over, here's the major great question. Is it wise to ignore the lasting, the real part of our being while we seek that which is temporal and material, transient in this world? Are we looking only for happiness here and now? What about the hereafter? Someone has well said, "A wise man is he who gives up that which he cannot keep in order to gain that which he cannot lose." And that, of course, is our eternal destiny in heaven with God. Jesus expressed a similar thought when he said, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Matthew 16, verse 25 and 26. Jesus was simply saying that those who live only for this world and the enjoyment of our brief existence, he says, is all going to pass away quickly. The reality of a never-ending eternity for which we have made no preparation, oh, that is in our future. It looms ahead. On the other hand, the man who's willing to subject his will to God and His Word and give up his earthly life in service to God will not only succeed in really enjoying this life on earth, but also be prepared for the eternal life to come. Though one should gain all the riches and fame and power and pleasure this world has to offer, it's all going to soon pass away when we meet our Maker, when we die and leave this world. Friend, nothing is so valuable that it cannot be exchanged for a man's soul. The Scriptures tell us that there's only two possible destinies for man's soul when this world is over. One destiny is that of pain and misery, torment and punishment. It was prepared for the devil and his angels and is commonly referred to in the Bible as hell, that eternal place of fire, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28. And all the wicked, they're going to be there. They will spend eternity there as a just punishment for their wicked deeds, Revelation 21 and verse 8. You know, a lot of good people, good in the sense of being upright and moral, respectable, as we count things, they're going to be in hell as well. That'll be so because they've ignored God. They've rejected Jesus, His Son. And they selfishly lived only for themselves. And the Bible says God will reap vengeance upon them. God is going to take vengeance on them who do not obey His will. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verses 7 to 9. And even good religious people, they're going to be there because they did not worship according to God's divine will. We read in Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23, Jesus said, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Hell is the sure destiny of the lost. The other destiny for the soul of man, though, is called heaven. It's a place of peace, a place of happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction. It's the real place for man's life, the final home that the Lord has prepared for us all that love Him and love His appearing and are willing to do His will. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1 we read, For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now what all this is saying is that we know that when our physical body dies and goes back to the dust, there is a new body to be given us, a building of God, which He made, and it's eternal in the heavens above. Jesus said in John 14, 1-3, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And none of the things that we fear in this world, sorrow and sickness, pain and death, they won't be in that place up in heaven. Have you ever wondered about your soul being lost? Have you ever counted the cost if your soul is lost? So many people don't like to think about such a thing as their soul being lost because it's unpleasant. But friends, simply refusing to face up to it doesn't change the fact that your soul can be lost. We often hear of others being killed in accidents or dying of cancer or some other dreaded disease. Can we admit that these things only happen to others? They never come our way? That's not so. There are real possibilities that it may one day happen to us. And we need to be ready. We need to be prepared. It's the same with the reality of being lost in hell. We could imagine that the heathen in some faraway land may be consigned to that place called hell. Perhaps we can even accept that the wicked and immoral people that we even know Now, they're going to be lost in hell, but can we picture ourselves there? Can we think about for a moment that I'm going to be there? I will one day stand in the presence of the Lord in judgment, hear Him say, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew 25:41. Friend, pause for a moment and contemplate the question, what if I should lose my soul? Notice these things that are true. First, if I should lose my soul, Christ, the perfect, precious, sinless Son of God, died in vain as far as I'm concerned. For He died to purchase my soul with His blood, and I have counted it as nothing. Number two, if I should lose my soul, I've lost everything forever, for I can't take these earthly things with me into the next life. Paul wrote by inspiration, saying, "We brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out." 1 Timothy 6:7. Number three, if I should lose my soul, I will spend all eternity in hell. You know, we've already considered what a terrible place of torment and misery and agony hell is. And anyone that understands the description of hell can only shudder at the mere thought of spending even one moment there, much less a never-ending eternity. Number four, if I should lose my soul, I will miss the blessings of heaven, the purest, the best, the most beautiful, the happiest times that we have enjoyed on earth will not even begin to compare with the glories of heaven for those who are the redeemed. Number five, if I should lose my soul, doubtless I will cause others to lose their souls as well. It has well been said that no one goes to hell alone. The influence of parents on their children largely determines what kind of persons the children are going to grow up to be. A child is brought up in a home where God is forgotten in the mad pursuit of things and possessions and pleasures. They're not likely to grow up to be a servant of God. He will share the same goals in life as his parents, and he's going to end up being lost because he follows their lead. What about you? Have you considered the eternal life to come? Have you counted the cost if your soul should be lost? Nothing in this world, whether it be money or family or friends or fame or worldly pleasures, whatever it be, nothing is worth the cost of losing your soul eternally in hell. Why not purify your soul in obeying the truth? 1 Peter 1:22-23. You obey the truth, first of all, by believing in Jesus Christ, that He is God's Son, He's man's Savior. And we read in John 8:24, "For if you believe not that I'm He, you shall die in your sins." After believing, Jesus said, an individual must repent. That is, you change your mind, your thinking, you turn your life around and begin to live for the Lord. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." After believing and repenting, then the Bible says one must confess faith in Jesus Christ, that He is the Son of God. Romans 10:9-10 says, "With the mouth confession is made unto salvation." After believing, repenting, and confessing, then one must be immersed into water, be baptized for the remission of sins. Jesus said, Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Friend, have you obeyed the gospel? Have you considered the cost if your soul should be lost? Why do people go on and live in this world knowing so many of them know they recognize there is a judgment one day? They know there is a hell and there is a heaven, and they say they want to avoid hell. They say they want to go to heaven, but they're not willing to do what the Lord says do in order to go to heaven. Won't you do that? That is our prayer. That is our desire. That's why Jesus died. Won't you accept that today? My name is Garland Robinson.